and would like to talk with both the commission and the staff about the feasibility of doing that. What is being suggested is to meet once a week for a while. I suggested to Mr. Dukes that if it was something the commission wanted to do, that it would need to be another afternoon meeting, or I felt that it would need to be. But he asked me to discuss that with you, and here we are.
What is it we need to catch up on?
We are currently 16 months behind on the public hearings from what Mr. Dukes was telling me.
That's correct. Or more.
Really? And
because and the application's still coming.
It's still coming?
Not that we're behind, it's that they keep coming.
I understand, yeah. Now, I think there are a number of considerations, not the least of which is the amount of time it takes to get ready. You know,
that can be a major problem.
Beg your pardon?
That's a major problem.
Well, most of us here have other jobs other than this one that we have to tend to. Lawrence, what kind of problems does it cause the staff? I mean, I'm not unwilling to try it, but it may prove to be just too unwieldy and, you know.
Well, Shane and I do the minutes. And if you did it every week, that's going to be most of our time. But it takes 1.5 times the time spent at the public hearing to get the minutes done. And that's if nobody's around. If you have a 4-hour meeting, it's going to take me at least 6 hours to get the minutes done. Because you have to pull in what's written and also you do it in the form of findings other than having somebody else do it.
What is the...
That's the tough part. And that's usually during the day. Some of it's done during regular hours. And what I usually do is during non-regular hours, which...
Right.
You don't get anything for that.
I understand.
You just do it.
And that doesn't even take into account the time for like plan reviews or whatever.
No, I'm not talking about plan reviews that Shane puts into them. I'm not talking about Joyce's time getting all the ads done. He asks me every 2 weeks for another set of ads. I get mad to myself. She might see it in my eyes, but because it seemed like I just gave it to her, you know, just the day before. But it'd been a couple weeks because it seems like every week I'm doing, giving her a schedule to do public hearings, and you got to go pull the files and see what they are to see if you're going to do a full 5 or 4 or whatever number, depending on what it is. And right now, the projects aren't big, so we haven't had a real problem where we had to go with less than 5. I mean, the Elizabethtown was 6 applications, but it was all the same basic project. So it was all condensed into one basic in presentation, so it wasn't too bad. We just had to vote on them separately, but we don't have too many hearings like that pending right now. The difficulty we've had with people complaining about taking so long is that projects get expedited. And typically it's a school, a firehouse, a public utility, something of that nature is not typically an individual application. Or one, say, that was held a few months ago. We had one this evening. Held it a few months ago, and we suggested that he withdraw and reapply, and then we would expedite. But, I mean, that was to get something so that we could use better than what we had. A couple times a year, maybe.
I was going to ask you how often that happened.
A couple times a year. So. But, I mean, it adds to it, though, and it impacts the other applicants that have applied the way they should have applied before they were going into operation. So, I mean, that happens too, but. It just adds a little bit of time to each inspector because they have to post a sign for the public notices and that type of thing. But I mean, it adds a little bit, but it's not too bad. That's the easiest part to deal with, probably.
Well, I know, Mr. Chairman, from my perspective, I know we have a matter pending before the commission concerning the deadlines for submission materials and, you know, that we need in order to be prepared mm-hmm. for it. And we haven't fully addressed that concern. But on top of that, I'm not sure how more frequent meetings is going to impact on all of us commissioners as well as the staff in terms of the preparation work that we have to do in order to be here. You know, when we get our volumes, and that's one of our smaller books, when we get these luminous materials that should be reviewed before the meeting, so that, you know, we're informed of what's being presented. I don't know how we can do it.
Well, this week, as an example, was actually pretty light.
Yes.
This was pretty light.
But we had one withdrawn.
But we had one withdrawn, and to properly look at this stuff, you just can't do it by just flipping through it. You'd have to read it, you know. And it's, you know, I know that's a concern of the council, and they asked me to bring it, so I brought it. And, you know, if there weren't the staff obstacles, I would be willing to try it, but I would be reluctant to put it on the staff, because I just think it sounds to me like it's just nearly an impossible task, the way we are right now, with the amount of help you have.
I would never say it's impossible, but
Mr. Chairman?
It puts other things back, what happens. Other things will be back, all going to be that much more of the others that we have to deal with.
Who's going to be out there pulling those signs?
Well, we got an inspector for that, isn't it?
Just kidding.
Yeah, they go around posting our signs, and they're pulling other people's signs.
I was never really thought about the time it takes to do the minutes. That's a big chunk of your time.
No, I've just said calculation wise, if it's a 4 hour meeting, it takes me
six hours
of undisturbed time.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman?
Sir.
It's all weekend, most time.
What would Mr. Dukes' goal be if it's currently at 16?
The goal is to try to reduce the backlog
to
something
8, 12?
At least 12, I would think. I don't know. We didn't really talk about a goal. We just there's a general feeling, and I tend to agree with it. 16 months is a long time to wait for your application, for your number to come up.
No question about that.
And I'm not thinking just of the large developments. I'm thinking of the guy on the corner, the church on the corner that wants to get a subdivision, you know, of one lot and has to wait 16 months. I mean, it's just, I wondered if there was a way to segregate them, you know, if we could do, if there's any way to segregate between small and large. I know we could segregate, I guess, between changes of zone, conditional use, and subdivisions, but.
But then you're shuffling and you're impacting somebody else.
Well, I know.
The problem with that is, you know, some of the longest one, an example would have been the water slide one.
Yeah.
You know, that hasn't been acted on, but that you would look at that when it came in and maybe.
And think it wouldn't be too bad, and then it ends up taking 2 hours. I know. And there's not much we can do about that in a given night. I mean, the meeting, the amount of time we spend in a meeting each night, as everybody knows, is a crapshoot every meeting.
Usually when we get nervous in the office is when we have a series of public hearings, for instance, this evening, and we had very little to no review of the documentation in the files. People weren't coming in to see what was there. And we figured that when you have none, you kind of wonder, because on a few occasions we've had none and we come in, the room's full. This room, not the old.
No, I know. I remember. Yeah.
Not 25 seats, but 125.
Right.
We've seen it.
No way of gauging it.
And there isn't any way to gauge it. No. That's why we have to, when we schedule for the next meeting, I pull each file and I see how many, if it's subdivision, how many lots, where it is, how many conditional uses, what are they. Same way with change of zone, we try to anticipate.
Right.
There's no way I can do it. We have to anticipate what could be at the public hearing.
If you had a special meeting for change of zones or just something like that, where they all got lumped into one meeting, one special meeting.
But there's still change of zones and they're still all over the county. Again, then you're taking your time to go review them because they're so far apart. If you went into regional zoning and looked at areas, you know, groupings, you could get more done maybe because you can go look at them all at once, basically.
Right. Flip side of that is if it's regionalized, you get everybody that has a concern from that region.
Oh, yeah, right, you do. Right. So it works against you. Yeah. Yeah, we looked at that. We looked at that concept and never tried to use it because of it.
That cuts
again,
both ways.
You don't know.
Yeah.
Mr. Smith?
Yeah,
thank you for bringing this to our attention, and seems like this is something that if we are planners and on this planning commission, that perhaps we can look at this and come up with a solution or an idea that perhaps isn't obvious to us tonight. And I take this opportunity to congratulate you and use you as an example, because I think the two improvements in the 3 years that I've been on the commission is you started the meetings an hour earlier, and we had that special meeting, which has, I think, greatly improved our ability to handle those site plans and those matters, dealing with them fresh at 3 o'clock in the afternoon instead of pistol whipped at the end of a public hearing meeting. So we've made some improvements there. A question, I guess, that I would have along the lines of Mr. Burton on this would be, given that we've taken this up with the time extensions, that yes, if it is taking 14, 16 months to get to us, we're finding then that this whole process is also taking another 2 or 3 years to completion, which doesn't mean that the delay needs to all be at the front end, but I'm finding that something that I mentioned to Vince, I likened us to being the planning militia, you know, like the old militias that we tender crops at the daytime and then we take our arms up at night, that the business of this county is, and has been for the last few years, been extremely important. And a lot of times I feel overwhelmed by the information, as Mr. Johnson indicated, that comes in the technical aspects. And I'm glad that we've got Shane and Lawrence and Mr. Counts and the engineers and the applicants to say, this is actually what you're looking at. So I don't have any ideas, but I'd welcome the opportunity to think about it and see perhaps there's something that we come up with that would satisfy Mr. Duke's request, if it was going to go forward and make sense and not just be, you know, a window dressing, just something to try.
Well, I don't think anybody wants to do that, and I don't think that was Dale's thought either. I mean, his concern, and I agreed with him, was that it's just a long time for somebody to wait.
Sure.
And I said to him, well, I guess, you know, if you went to four meetings, I said, but that's, you know, that would, you know, that might work, but we'll talk about it. It might be all right, but I really wasn't thinking about thinking all the way through. I know what it takes for the five of us, because we, you know, we do that. That's what I do. But the impact on the staff is something that you know, wasn't in the forefront of my mind when I was talking with it.
Well, the answer might be we need more staff.
Yeah, I was going to ask if there's any thought about expanding.
Well, that's a thought. I don't know.
That's what I would say. That, I mean, you all have to vote on it, but
or
Rodney
not.
Made a good point. We've hit most of the issues, but it would be good if we all thought about it.
Yeah, let's take some time. We don't.
Next meeting, we can discuss it again.
Right. We don't need to do anything. We don't have to do it tonight.
And that way, you can think about it.
Yeah.
The one thing I did, if it went that way, what Bob suggests, that it being daytime rather than nighttime, is you get better, more support out of staff for that than you would if it was all another night.
I'm. It's just not.
But then I see the difficulty, because we're here. But then I see the difficulty of you five gentlemen being employed. As you're employed, is that it makes difficulty on your employment.
Mr. Chairman?
Sir.
I'm sorry.
I had something else we have to take into consideration, is the fact that we're also in the midst of the land use plan update, which is going to necessitate some more public meetings, and as well as our time involved in reviewing the drafts and commenting on that. So perhaps if the timing is not good, and maybe one of the considerations would be perhaps after the first of the year and we have the documents submitted to the state, then perhaps.
I think that's an excellent point, because we are going to have other things, and maybe that would be an approach. Let's give it some thought between now and next time, and then we'll talk about it at the end of our next meeting.
Well, we could do like Kent County, put a moratorium on applications.
That doesn't make it go away.
I was going to say.
But it takes off. They're not waiting on us for 16 months.
That's been tried, and it just doesn't go.
I was being facetious, sir.
One thing that might be sort of a constructive approach, too, to take into consideration, if there's going to be a wait, with regard to the comp plan, is I can track down the status on getting those ordinances introduced that takes all those time extensions off the special meeting. And that would perhaps free up at least some time to do a public hearing or two then, if we're not doing 15 time extensions on a Wednesday special meeting. So I'll track down the status of getting those ordinances introduced, because that would be one way to
unclog.
We've talked about that before, but the only reason we haven't done it is because we've anticipated more changes in the ordinances, and we
The ordinances are done, they just need to be introduced.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, if you would do that and let us know next time, and then the rest of us can think about it.
What that should be done is that Vince would provide the commission with copies, and the commission would make a recommendation that council would give it consideration, because it's got to be introduced by council.
Right, I understand.
I think we have to be careful about confusing the public, too, where they have a comfort level of, if all of a sudden we have a public hearing at a time when they're not accustomed to it, us gentlemen, we get used to that habit, but the public hearings are for the benefit of the public, and we've got to make sure that they can take the time to respond either in the affirmative or the negative, or just show up as a show of hands. So I don't want to leave them out of this and confuse them by having
One thing about the time limit impacts a lot of your applicants. You see, a lot of your applicants are now the owners, where when it was a shorter time limit, they could get a contract, go through the process before they purchased. Mm-hmm. And then they knew that they had a viable project before they purchased the property.
Right.
Not necessarily final approval, but at least they knew they could purchase.
Mm-hmm.
Where today, they can't get a contract for that amount of time. They're purchasing, taking a chance, basically. That don't bother me, but that's what they want to do.
Oh, but that's what they're doing, yeah.
But that's what they're having to do now.
Right.
Mr. Chairman, another point that we've talked about, the impact on staff, I think we also have to take into consideration the impact on legal counsel in terms of, if we move to an extra week, then that's going to require more of his time in terms of being able to provide, the individual commissioners, the feedback and support we need.
Yeah, we're sending his kid to school anyway with that.
That's the world's smallest violin.
I know. I'm not saying anything. I'm not going to get any sympathy.
So it's going to say you're bringing me to tears. Actually, it's a valid.
No,
point.
It is.
It impacts everybody. So
preparation issues.
Right. It is. And it's a valid point. And I think let's all consider it between now and the next time we'll talk about it again. See if there's anything we can do. And Mr. Lank, you have anything else to go to the order this evening?
No, sir.
All right, then. And that being the case, we stand adjourned. Peace and harmony prevailing. Okay.